When you look at the book of Hosea, chapter 3, chapter 3, it's the same content of the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. We know just John, chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." So this passage, exactly the same passage described in chapter 3 in the book of Hosea. Chapter 3 from verse 1. "Then the Lord said to me, 'Go again, love a woman who is loved by her husband, yet an adulteress, even as the Lord loved the sons of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love the raisin cakes.'" Well, here mentioned that God ordered Hosea, say, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by her husband, yet an adulteress." You can see the expressions here, what can tell how tough it is that as a Hosea go back and bring her back to his lovers. The Lord loved the sons of Israel through they turned to other gods and loved raisin cakes. He explained that Israelites, how much they forsake God. Even God calling them, but they do not return back to God. But God asked them, "Go again, go again." Our natures, our human natures, human weakness. When we commit, when we make a mistake, and we do make a mistake again, this is a human nature. Have you ever experienced? No, I mean, I'm sure because everybody have experienced. "I won't do it again," but you do it. You did it. You do it. Is that true? Of course, you don't say other people. You know, "I say I don't do it, then I do it. I did it again." You don't say other people, but you know yourself. I know myself. We have our own weakness, because we are not strong. We are, you know, no matter how strong you are, you can make and I can make a mistake. Same thing, over and over again. You know, if you look at the book of Numbers. How many times these people complain to God? 10 times. God said 10 times. These people stop a neck, and these people do not understand the love, you know, the grace of God. 10 times. You can see the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers is the historical book, actually. It's a story about the Israelites' 40 years of journey on the wilderness. And 10 times. They complain to God. Same things over and over again. Then why, then when we read the book of Numbers and then say, how come these people are so foolish? How come that they make a mistake, same thing and over again? Why they complain to God 10 times? Then we look at ourselves. We also complain to God. We also make a mistake, same mistake and over again. But God's love is here. If you look at the book of Hosea, the purpose of God is great love. His focus is, still I want to love you. Still I want to bring you back. And this is His intention. So that's why God asked Hosea, "Go again. Go again. Bring her back. If my wife go out to have a affair with the other, then I think I should turn away right away." I'm sure because nobody here can accept, you know, if your spouse is unfaithful to you, then, you know, your reactions are sure because right away, turn away. But God says, my people do the same things over and over again, but go again. This is a love that shows this love to the Israelites and toward to us. Now they also, this is a true love of God. So thing is, when we make a mistake, or when we, you know, when we commit sins, come back to God right away. Do not hesitate it. Once we start to hesitate, so make yourself start to make a, you know, kind of distance from God. Little by little, it distance more and more. Later on, you completely, you know, against the God, and later on. So once you make a mistake, come back right away and repent in the sight of God. You know, we look at the book of Hosea. God do not rebuke for their sins, but because they do not repent. That's more. You have noticed the book of Hosea, you find out the message. Of course, God rebuked their sin, but that's not a focus, because they do not repent, because they do not return to me. That is the most serious sin against God. When God knows our weakness, when we make a mistake, if we turn around right away, go back to God, then we can reestablish the relationship with God. But Israelites, they do not return back to God. So it turned out to be their own destiny, which is destroyed themselves, their own kingdoms. Chapter 3, verse 1, so go against love of women. This is showing that way God asked Hosea to show that his love to his people and also his children. So, chapter 3, verse 2. So I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and a homel and half of barley. So you have noticed that if you have a study Bible, you have noticed all this is summed up together. This is 30 shekels of silver. Let's look at the Exodus chapter 21. Verse 32. This is one of Moses' laws. It's chapter 21, verse 32. If the ox gores male and female slave, the owner shall give her his or her master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And here the Hosea chapter 3. God asked him to bring this and buying her back. How do you feel when you say so buying her back means she now become a possession of somebody else's? Before she was a free man. Is it true? She has her own will to go out to choose whatever she liked to do. But now you can see that here situations, the Hosea's wife now possessed by somebody else's. Somebody else's. We can guess right away. So when this woman, this Gomel, went out of the Hosea, at the beginning she was a free woman. But when she chose the sin and she chose the other man and get into them and then her life to be like a slave. And this is a describe of the passage telling us if we belong to God, then we are free men. But we get out, belong to somebody else's, then we belong to sin, become a slave of sins. So here God asked Hosea to come, go to bring her back. He cannot go just take her back, but he have to pay the price. He have the price. This is the price of her sins. Price of her sins, which is 30 shekels. And Jesus died on the cross. And this is to pay the price for our sins. It's same thing way over here, in this passage, we can learn from here. True love. Before we go, past this passage, think about the true love. True love means know how to pay the price. Is that true? If you say, I love you, then if you don't want to pay the price, then this is not a true love. Make sense? When husband and wife, when they build up their love, their true love, when the wife can see the husband truly dedicate something to wife, and wife can see the true love from there, and then can have a more feeling, more respect to the husband. Husband also, when you look at the wife really you know, pour her whole life to the husbands. This is the paid price. They're even giving up themselves. And then they come to, you know, be one body. As a paid price, it is a meaning is of true love. So true love means responsibilities. Nowadays, the problem is out there. People say, you know, it seems like they love each other. Actually, it's physically they love. But later on, they don't like each other, just separate. They don't care about, you know, their true responsibility. You know, true responsibility means no matter what time, what instance happens, no matter what happened to the other side, I truly holding that person with a full of responsibility. This is a true love. Pay the price. The God, Jesus came to this world, he really paid the price of his own life. So when we understand the love of God, how we can understand the love of Christ? When we understand his death on the cross. If he's not dying on the cross, maybe for us it's very hard to understand his love. But we understand his love because we know he died for us on the cross. It gives us, it serves us to understand his love is a true love. Yeah. So it helps us to our human relationship. If we understand the love of God truly, and then our human relationship, our marriage, you know, marriage relationship also can help us positive way. It definitely impacts in a positive way. Yeah. Let's look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 6. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. First Corinthians chapter 6, 20. For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your bodies. Let us remember, because our body is a holy temple. You know, we are not... Let us clearly remember... Let us remind us, we are not our own. We are not our own. Our body, our heart, it belongs to God because he paid the price. Because for our own benefit, yeah. He died for us. He paid the price to buy, you know, buy us buy back from sin. So from now on, we are not belong to anymore our own. Now we belong to Christ. You know, the attitude here, chapter 3, when God asked Hosea, go and buy her back, you know. And then he paid the price. And Gomel now followed Hosea. At that time, the Gomel's true attitude, the right attitude to the Hosea is, wow, this man really forgive me. Even the paid the price for me to buying back from her sins. Now she become a free man. From now on, I want to live for this my husband only. This is right attitude. Is that true? If she think that I just later on, I just want to go back, you know, my husband is not a big deal. That is a trouble. Then, which means I do not treat the precious love and forgiveness and all the payback, the redemption is considered is treated as a nothing. We as Christians, your salvation, it's not came from your own decisions. You and my salvation is came from the God's hands. He bought us from the sins. That's why we have to treat this as preciously to toward to God. Do not just treat our salvation, you know, it's kind of secondary issues. You know, when we commit sins, of course our human natures, we have a desire. We have a physical desires. Especially like, you know, in your ages, definitely you have a desires. But you can control how, because when you understand the love of Christ and understand of the salvation, how precious it is. Do not treat the salvation as a consider is a piece of cake. You know, when you look at the chapter 3, verse 1, and chapter 3, 1, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes. You know, just a piece of cake, piece of pleasures. They just, you know, just sell their souls. We should not do that, Christians. We cherish our bodies, our soul and spirit, because God saved us for us. By the ransom through his life. It requires real responsibility. and your commitment is very important. Chapter 3, book, go back to book of Hosea, chapter 3, verse 3. Chapter 3, verse 3. Then I say to her, you shall stay with me for many days. You shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have a man, so I will also be toward you. And he says, I say to her, this is what the God said to Israelites, you shall stay with me for many days. True love means wants to share your time with that person's lovers. But you know your heart, share my time with God is not that much excitement. But once you, something else is more excitement, it tells you how much you love God. It clears. When you love somebody, you always want to stay with that person. That's a true desire. You know, when you love God, you need that desire. If you don't have that desire, it means you don't love God that much. You know, that's an indicator how much you love God. You know, when you open the Bible, suddenly so sleepy. But when you turn on the TV, suddenly so, you know, excited. It tells how much you love God. When you come to Sabbath, it's, oh, okay, I have to wake up early. But when you go out, you know, camping, or when you go out with your friends, if you play golf, then wake up early, in the, even 5 o'clock, you get up to play with the golf. But if you go to church, even 11 o'clock start, but, well, it's very hard to get up at 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Oh, I have to go to church. It tells how much you love your God. That is indicators. Anyway, let's go back to chapter 3, verse 3. So, what here, God's desire, this is the planning. It's the planning of the salvation. First one is God's planning of the bring these people a deliverance from the sin to his people is first, pay the price. This is called redemption, first ones. Second one is, I want to stay with you. You know, how we can change ourselves? When we stay with God, and we can change ourselves, our natures. You know, nature's Gomel, you know, the Gomel's hallowed herself. If let her be alone, she go back to the other man. Don't you think so? Have you thought about it? Her nature, that's her nature. She knows that, she knows many men already. So let her be alone, then it goes to the man, other man, definitely. So what the Hosea, you know, what God asked the Hosea, bring her to stay with you. For many days means continue to stay with him, with her. That's the idea. So how we can change ourselves? How you can reach the sanctification? How you can be cleanse yourself when you stay with God? When you stay with, doesn't mean that you're giving up the job things, but in your heart, in your workplace, whatever you in your daily life, you're trying to stay with God. That can change the pattern of your life. You know, Israelites, 40 years of journey, the main purpose, change themselves. These 40 years require them to change. Constantly training them to give them a harsh way of life, 40 years. I heard it because, you know, that wilderness, wilderness in Sinai. It's a very tough place, actually. It's very hard to live there even one day. Daytime so hot. You know, it's such kind of place. But God trained 40 years because God wanted shaping them. Because they already have experienced their life in Egypt. Life in Egypt is under the slave, you know, slavery themselves. But when they come out, doesn't mean that they change already. But God constantly stay with them. We know the column of fire and column of cloud with them. Constantly stay with them, shaping themselves 40 years. Day and night, through the whole 40 years, training them, changing them. So after 40 years, they really change themselves. Christian life, we also training this way. You know, why we come to church? Why you spend extra time? So we come to church, you listen to the word of God, or you just pray. Even you kneel, is painful, but still kneel down to pray to God. Because training yourself. Purpose, you're shaping yourself to be like a Christ. Be like a Christian. So you can take over the promised land. Yeah, this is the purpose. So verse 3 mentioned that, stay with me. This is what God asks us to nowadays too. Don't go away. Stay with me. So with me, you can change yourself, giving up your past, the kind of such kind of a, the, you know, worthless life. So come to me to with my life, adopting my life to be like a, you know, to be like a children of God. Yeah. Chapter 3, verse 4. For the sons of Israel will remain for many days without a king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, and without ephod or the household idols. What it means, verse 4. We know that Israelites, they after they destroyed by Assyria, they no more for their life have a king, prince, or any sacrifice, sacred pillars, effort, nothing in their life, because God destroyed thoroughly destroyed them, and certain kingdom also destroyed by the Babylonians, and BC 586, and no more the kingdoms. They all the exiled to the land of Babylon. So they have no such things in their life. Which is, this is the period of time of judgment, we can say. Period of time of chastisement, we can say. But it serves as a life can change. You know, during the time of 70 years of exile and Jewish, they change themselves. During the 70 years, these people really repent. How we can tell? When they came back from the Babylon and rebuilt the temple of God, and during the Ezra and Nehemiah, they really, we have noticed those people, how much they become faithful to God. We know our past. God gave us this kind of hard time, harsh life because of our sin. Constantly reminding them, we should not go back that. We should not go back that. You know, to children, if I really love my children, I really love my children, then I chastise them. If something wrong, they made something wrong. If I say, I warning them, you should not to do it, and that they do it again, I have to hit the legs or to spank them. Why? I know it is painful to them, but it's worthwhile for them to remember. That's true. But I cannot hit other people. If I hit other people, that they call the police, then I'm in jail. So I cannot do that. So I hit my kids, I can dealing with my kids. So sometimes we are in encounter difficulties, maybe, because of own consequences. This is to serve the justice also serve as righteousness also. But it helps us to understand the love of God. It makes sense. So righteousness and justice toward our own children, with the love, it really helping them. So here the verse 4, this is talking about the coming of their chastisement. But this is worthwhile for them. Because this is showing the true love. This is part of trainings. You know, children, why we just spanking them? Because it's a part of trainings. Yeah, part of training. When you go to army, if you do not follow according to the surgeon, Sergeant. Anyway, if you do not follow your soldier, then you are under the difficult times, definitely. Yeah. English is tough this sometimes. Let's look at the First Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4, verse 12. First Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery order of ordeal among you, which comes upon you, for you are testing, as though some strange things were happening to you. So here says, don't be surprised. Or it thinks that, you know, trial come on to you, don't be surprised. This is what serves you to participate the suffering of Christ. Verse 13. But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing so that also at the revelation of His glory, you may rejoice with the exaltations. See, the suffering, it comes onto our life, but it serves us as a love of God. So in Christian life, you and I, sometimes we make a mistake, definitely come upon following of chastisement. But this is served as a love of God. Let us to be cleansed ourselves, pretty much, we can say. And let's go back to Hosea chapter 3, verse 5. Afterward, the son of Israel will return and seek the Lord, their God, and David, their king, and they will come trembling to the Lord and to His goodness in the last day. This is talking about the last day, people coming back to God. Of course, this includes the Jewish in Israel, the part of Israel is coming back to Jerusalem, rebuild the temple of God, the restoring their faith. And also, this is also talking about the nowadays, the establishment of this church, so that His kingdom spiritually built up and people coming back. Also, it includes these prophecies. The major chapter 3 message, what we should learn is return to God. Once we commit sins, once we have a mistake, return back to God. But this is the key to ourselves, our faith, to be secure and our Christian life also. Let's look at chapter 4. I'm sure because the nature, our human nature, when we are 20s. Yes. Treat Gomel not to wife. Not again. You shall. You mean the. Do not treat Hosea. Do not treat Gomel as a wife. Right, you should not go back to the harlot, life of the sinful life. Oh, is it that way? My translation is not that way. This is the way, because he have desire, this, you know, the I say to her, is a desire, you shall stay with me for many days, which means stay with me. What translation is that? New Revised Standard Version. I don't know. So my translation doesn't say that, sir. Yeah. Yeah, wife. It is restoring the husband and wife relationship, a whole content. New Revised Standard Version. Oh. I do not using that one. Yes. So I will also be towards you. That means that you faithful to me, then I'll faithful to you. That's how they understand. Is not? No?
Yeah. Mm.
So he explained. So that's what your version says. He explained to her. So if you do that, I'll do the same way. Is that? So I will also be towards you. You shall stay with me for many. You shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have a man. So I will also. So I is the God and Hosea, right? The figure here. So I will also be towards you. So since you do that, you stay with me, and then not play the harlot, not shall you have a man, other man, then so that I will also so toward to you the same way faithful to you that way. That's what how understand my translations. Well, we'll discuss later then if we have a further you know that the complications, yeah. Chapter 4. Verse 1, listen to the word of the Lord, O son of Israel. Listen to the word. It's a precious word. Listen to the words. All the problem of Christians come from the not listening to the word of God. So we easily can say that. Person, we as a Christian, we always look up and listen to the word of God. That this life can be guided by the Word of God, then there's no any problems. But the problem is we do not listen to the Word of God. This is the problem. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 119. 119, 164. 119, 164. Psalm 119, 164. Seven times a day I praise thee because of thy righteous ordinances. 165. Those who love thy law have a great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. Now here mentioned the seven times a day. If we praise seven times a day with the word of God, then we love God, love the word of God in this way, then nothing causes them to stumble. This is what the word of says. Hopefully, because we love the word of God, which is, you know, meditate the word of God and listen to the word of God and listen to the message of God in the church. All this is included. We listen to the word of God. It makes our path straight, easier. This is what the Bible. But the Israelites purposely do not listen to the word of God. They purposely listen from this word. And this is their problem. Nothing in this word come from this word give us a true true spiritual satisfaction. Only come from the above give us true satisfaction. And chapter 4 verse 1 continue, for the Lord has a cause against the inhabitant of the land because there is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land. Here mentioned that listen to me and then listen to the word of God, and then they say, Lord has a cause against the inhabitants of a land. And here mentioned the problems, because there is no faithfulness and kindness or knowledge of God in the land. When we listen to listen to the word of God, because God telling us, what is your problems? You know, what your leak of in your life? You know, you have to patching this up in your life. then your life will be blessed. So listening to the Word of God, constantly we come to the Lord, but constantly we meditate the Word of God, and it gives us to understand what I miss in my life. So help us to build up myself. But if we do not meditate the Word of God, if we do not listen to the Word of God, then we live without helping ourselves to patching this the leg portions. But later on, this hole, the what we leg off, constantly become a big, make a big hole, eventually destroy whole our faith. We have to build up ourselves. Something missing part, we have to patch up. If the missing part is crucial, then it destroys our whole entire our Christian life. So listening to the Word of God helps us, makes us to healthier, makes us build up stronger and confidence in the Lord. What you mentioned, the things that the missing, we have noticed, how many things are missing here is what God says. First one is what? Because there's no faithfulness, which means their unfaithfulness. UCLA, one of professor, they surveyed to the men. Average a week, people have 14 times lied to others. Amazing how they survey. I just don't know. They do say thing. 14 times lie to others. 14 times. Huh? A week. Yeah. So, I don't know how they survey, but I just read articles. It's 14. UCLA, I forgot the professor name. I don't have to remember his name anyway. So, but anyway, he says 14 times a week. Averages. And he categorized five different lie. What kind of lie they lie to other people? It's okay. This is a side issues. Anyway, faithfulness. It is issues. Okay, we're faithful to God. If we're faithful to God, one time I mentioned that I bought some things through eBay, secretly, without telling my wife. Later, when I look at my, I cannot see my wife's eyes clearly, because I bought it. I click it and I paid it, so it's, I cannot return it back. You know, when you do something, little things do to your lover, you cannot see eye to eye, really. It's better not, better way to somewhere else is better, easier. When you look at it, you can tell, you know, that your heart, you know, it's so faithful to God is important. We, you and I, maybe in your room, maybe somewhere else, nobody, no Christian there, maybe no you such your friend and a church friends around you. But remember, God is with you. We learned in chapter 3, I will, you know, you shall stay with me. That's God's desire. He stays with us all the time. We become a Christian, He stays with us. Wherever you go, God is there. Because God is our lover. Be faithful to God. You know, it gives you, serves you what kind of character you have. You know, when you commit sins, that means it tells you what kind of character you have. What is the most precious character as a human, you know, human life in this world? Not even in the Christianity, faithfulness. If you're faithful to your boss, if you're faithful to your companies, you're faithful to your business, this will be successful, your life. Maybe you don't have money. Maybe you do not have, you know, in a high educations. But you know one thing, I have to faithful to my masters. I have to faithful to my husband and my wife. I have to faithful to my God, then your life is successful. Even as a Christian, as a Christians, and also in out there as a one of men in society, you'll be successful. It's you know, this is just one single thing make your life change, different. When we commit sin, what you do usually? You look around. It tells you, you're trying to lie to you already. You deceive yourself already. Because there's nobody then, I can do some things. When you're in front of the internet, you know. It depends on your clickings. When you go, you know, when you find out, you know, things that you're supposed not to do, that you know you're supposed not to do, remember, you're faithful to God. Just one word reminds yourself, I will be faithful to God. I want to be faithful to God. Just one word. Make your life changed. Our life can change. So what here, what God talked to Israelites, because there's no faithful, that's why, that's all the punishments, all this is in the, these things happen to you. And also the second one is kindness. What is a kindness? We can turn this one as a love. We can say love. Kindness. Kindness to know, which means, kindness means I become myself to be other people's situations. So that we really treat them. It's not from my point of view, but the other side of the point of view. Now, this is kindness, we can say. We're trying to way to show ourselves to that way. That's a kindness. When we have a love, our emotion is more, we become a full of emotion when we have a love. And innocent also, clean ourselves is very issue also. When you look at the children, they cry very easily. They cry very, you say something very, you know, very, something very strongly to them, they just right away they cry. I cannot say to my kids too harsh. They already cry. The one word already started, you know, it's already come out. So it's hard to say. But, you know, look at the children. Their emotions, they're full of emotions. They're very sensitive because they're innocent. They're innocent. You know, the love and the purity are very closely related. If your heart is pure, if your heart is you know, faithful, naturally the fullness of kind of a sense of a feeling, emotion, it can be fully come up in your mind. But if you're not faithful to God, if you're not faithful to other people, your emotion is not, it turned to be very dual. You know, this it turned to be like this. A few weeks ago, the one man captured by the Korean, in Korea happens. This man killed the He claimed that he killed 27 people within the last eight months, I think. He killed 20. He says 28, but the police said 21 people. Because 21 people is confirmed. That's why. But he never repent. He come up to say, kill me. If you put me in the jail, I want to kill even the prisoner, inside the prisoner. Then, so kill me. You know, he never repent to the people. And such a dare heart he has. I don't know why he crooked his heart turned out to be like this. And then the police trying to investigate what, you know, he's trying to kill the most of them is women. The young women, there's no reason. Some woman come out of the taxis and it's pretty, so just kill her. I don't understand the mentality. But the police investigated what kind of person he is before his past, he was. Find out a lot of pornographies, you know, the CDs and all the, you know, the internet. He gathered this ones and all the download ones. He even selling the pornography to the other people before. Once the force, the coming into the persons, this man is controlled by the evil spirit. Otherwise, can you kill even one? I can kill the fly, but it's hard to kill one time I killed one in the green field there is one make a hole things. Huh? Gopher, yeah. This one's ruined the church field. We find out the several holes, and I stuck the other hole, and I put the one hole to put the water hose. Keep just pull the water hose in. About 15, 20 minutes, it come out. People come out, they're trying to hold, you know, with the things. Oh, it really, I can't tell, this is an animal. Should I have to? At the beginning, I really, you know, before I saw this once, this is ruining the whole church, you know, the greens. At the beginning, I want to catch him and kill it. But I put the water horse there. It come out really. I try to kill it. I hesitated. I can tell. That's a human nature. How can people kill each other? This is amazing. Where it came from, the force. This is evil forces. And this man come out, this kind of desire come from the evil ones. We can tell this unclean heart. The spirit of unclean spirit tried to holding this man to commit this serious sin. Nowadays in this society, why such kind of sin prevail in the society? Many things because of pornography. Many things because of this unclean people's heart. Once people get in there, it's not only unclean their heart, but they change their behaviors. They change the abnormal behavior to come up as turn to be criminal. It happens many times. So here mentioned the kindness. Once the people who are losing their love, and losing their truth and their faithfulness, definitely turn to be the cold themselves. Yeah. And third one is knowledge. Knowledge is here. Knowledge of God, it's a really important issue because you know God and you have an eternal life. Let's look at John chapter 17. John chapter 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life. John chapter 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. So he means, where the eternal life came from, know Jesus Christ. I say, I know God, that means I have eternal life. So knowing God, knowing the knowledge of God means relationships. I know God. That's a relation. I know my wife. It's a relationship. It doesn't mean that I know her names. So you have to clearly understand that chapter 4, verse 1 mentioned that knowledge of God because they have a lack of knowledge of God, they have no knowledge of God in the land, means they know the God's names. They know what kind of God, but they do not truly understand who their God, because they do not have a true relationship with God. Now, talking about the knowledge of God, knowing God, just it doesn't mean that just read a few Bible verses. You know, during the time of Jesus Christ, all the Pharisees, they even recite the Bible very well. They know the Bible, you know, all the five Moses books, all the prophets, they know very well. This is not the knowledge, because it doesn't serve them to make a good relationship with God, because they do not have a heart. They do not have a heart to truly submit the Word of God. So this is not the meaning of knowing God. Because they know God. We know God means I obey to God. I want to myself commit myself to God with God. I want to be a wife of God. This kind of relationship you're talking about. So I know God. It's a precious word. But God says, you lack of that part. You have no relationship with me, sir. Let's strengthen our relationship with God all the time. These three, they're missing out of their life.